How can we use visualization to instantly end an argument or an annoyance or a disconnection with especially a romantic partner like a spouse, a girlfriend, boyfriend, fiance, but we can also apply this to any relationship in our life. If you'd like to hear this, we please watch this as a video, listen to it, or read it as a blog post, because I'm about to share a story with you that I think you'll find really helpful next time you are in an argument or an uncomfortable spot with someone in your life. I imagine this will work for you as good as it worked for me. I'm grateful to be here with you today and to have a message of love, hope, and faith to share with you. Here's a story last night from my wife and I. We're sitting on the couch. We were giving our daughter a bath for bedtime. We're out in the living room. I'll go sit down in the actual spot we were in. So here's the, you can see, this is our couch. And this is the spot we were sitting in. So this is where Laura was sitting and I was sitting over here. And I've learned that body language is pretty helpful if you sit in kind of a confrontational, defensive body language, like with your arms closed up or your legs all closed up, your body all tense and separate, that can make things harder. Laura and I have gotten a habit of normally, we'll try and at least maintain some kind of little gentle physical contact or even holding hands. Things like that can help a lot for having a disconnection, an argument of frustration be resolved easier. I did a visualization last night that was super helpful. Laura and I were sitting on the couch right here, and there was a minor annoyance that came up at giving Madeline a bath. Something was said, a minor annoyance, that however it came up is irrelevant. The end result was we were both annoyed. Laura was annoyed that I was annoyed. I was annoyed that Laura was annoyed. Laura was annoyed that I was annoyed that Laura was annoyed. The usual kind of, in Eckhart Tolle terms, pain body, where you're just both irrationally in pain and feeling disconnected, judging each other, feeling like it shouldn't be like this. Very normal, minor kind of thing. Some couples manage to exist in this every day on a normal basis. That looks like hell to me. Laura and I, we've been together about 8 years now, and this is an unusual state for us. We're usually in a state of peaceful cooperation. The first step is, of course, to identify like, yep, okay, we're in a little annoyed, disconnected state. What I do then is pray, God help me, God help us. Let me remember I love my wife. I'm loving my wife right now. I'm grateful to be here with her today. Sometimes that will just do it right there. Just some prayers will quickly knock me back into a normal state of love and appreciation for my wife. Last night, that did not do it. I'm still sitting here on the couch as she's sitting over next to me, feeling aggravated, irritated, thinking that things shouldn't be like this, feeling annoyed. And I did a visualization that absolutely shattered the annoyed mindset. It's something a lot of us aren't willing to get into. And I'll tell you what, you want relief, you do the things that work. I'll give you something that'll work. It'll shatter the little irritated mindset. What I did yesterday is I thought to the future. I thought forward, and I reflected on the past. I thought about my father and mother, who had some amazing fights and very passionate relationship, raised my brother and I, and we're together 30 years. Dad died. And he's been gone almost 5 years in terms of his body. His spirit is very much with me and guides me still. But his physical body, the last one he was in at least, has left this earthly plane. He was cremated and burned up. All gone. The man I loved and raised me as a father, that's it. And I thought of that for Laura and for me. That's where we're headed. We're on our way to the crematorium. Now, hopefully not next week or anything. Whether it's in 5 years or 10 years or next week or tomorrow or in 100 years, it all kind of is irrelevant when you consider that's where this relationship is going. That's where we're on our way to. Because that helps restore perspective. As in, oh, At some point, our life, which we find so beautiful now, which we are so grateful for, will be completely annihilated. And I looked into some of my relationships in the past. I had a girlfriend in college I was so in love with at the time, thought we'd get married and have a family. That relationship has been completely annihilated, as if it never even existed anymore, aside from a few memories in my head and maybe in hers and other people's too. What once was a relationship where we'd have arguments and fights, that's annihilated. It's gone. It's gone so completely, it's almost as if it never existed. And it's only been something like 10 years since that happened. Give it a few thousand, this entire life that we're living will all be completely erased. You might think, well, so what? What does that matter? It gives a certain sacredness and a gratitude when you think about that, to just appreciate exactly what's happening. It was as if last night I did this visualization. I pictured Laura and I both on fire, because that's where this is going. The most likely end result for this body is that it will be burned. Since Laura and I have both elected to be cremated, that's the probable end destination with this particular body. Now, my soul will not be affected by the body being burned, but the body itself that I identify with, the relationship with Laura that I'm so grateful for and enjoy, that's where this is headed. We're both on our way there. That is the future we're on our way to. And seeing that, picturing her body on fire and mine and being burned up, it brought me back to gratitude for the present. That, thinking of it from my mom and dad's point of view, mom says, oh, I'd give anything for just 5 minutes with your father. And she didn't specify. Whenever she says that, she never specifies that, well, it's got to be 5 minutes while we're just having a good time together. She never says that because she doesn't think of it that way. She'd just give 5 minutes to be with dad again, whatever they were doing. It's like when you do this visualization, it's like you have the ability to time travel in the future and to be in a place where you and your relationship partner are both dead. You're done. That's it. No more or even if you're not dead, you're divorced or whatever. I've seen lots of people in my life. I actually thought of a family member who may be working on a divorce, and look at the absolute ruin of what once was a beautiful relationship. From now, their relationship has been all but destroyed. And I look at it now, and man, if you knew that was coming for your relationship, wouldn't you want to fully savor and appreciate every single moment of it as if it was winning the lottery, the best thing in the world you can imagine? And that's the mind state. I started visualizing that, picturing my wife and I just burning up, picturing the destruction that is we've seen happen to other people's relationships, and knowing that is the end for our relationship in these two bodies also, that we are coming to the same end. Rather, it is dying together, holding hands in bed, as I picture when we're like 100 years old, we'll just lay down together and hold hands in bed and leave our bodies behind and they'll get cremated and burned. Whether that's how it ends or whether it ends some other way in a sudden airplane crash or car accident, it really doesn't matter. That is the end that is coming for us. And with that in mind, with looking at life how my mother does today, with dad having been gone, and she still says she'd give anything for just 5 minutes with dad. She'd trade the whole rest of her life, I think she said that, for like 5 minutes with dad. And here I am all of a sudden without awareness. I'm sitting on the couch with my wife. So what if Laura's annoyed? So what? This is just as good as any other moment with her. And what happened, I started just sobbing. Because, you know, all these things I've just talked about, pretty intense, right? I just started sobbing. And Laura didn't say anything. She kept being annoyed. And I sat there grateful to be with her. And suddenly I was no longer annoyed. I was able to completely forgive. Forgiveness is in the whole situation is so perfect that this is just how I'd have it be. It doesn't need to be any other way. And my mind started to throw some things in, like, do you think we'll have any quality time together later? And I said, I don't know. I don't care. However it goes, it's fine. It doesn't matter. It's okay. Just as it is. And this moment together is enough. It doesn't need to have a future moment attached to it to be good enough. And then after minutes, I don't know how long. It was a lot of minutes of silence. I don't know. 5 minutes maybe. Laura suddenly says, you know, when I'm annoyed, I don't like it when you ask me what's going on, because it's enough for me to just be annoyed. It doesn't need to be any deeper thing. And I received that. I said, thank you. That's very helpful guidance with me. I will remember this next time, because some of my conditioning is to always seek some deeper issue. It can't just be a little minor passing aggravation. There's got to be some deeper issue at play. What's really going on underneath this surface annoyance? And she was able to fully express how she felt. And I was able to just fully receive that, internalize it, and process it without taking it personally and say, okay, thank you for giving me a way to more effectively collaborate with you. Thank you for having that uncomfortable conversation with me. And all of a sudden, as soon as Laura said that, she'd got out what she needed to say. She wasn't annoyed anymore. There was no going to bed and being all frustrated and carrying on for several days. One of the couples that their relationship has since been annihilated. I remember them talking, they'd go about days they'd be aggravated at each other. And Laura and I used to spend lots of time aggravated at each other. And today, I don't have any time to waste for that. Not when I can see where this is going. I see where this is going. Total annihilation. I've got no time to waste with being aggravated or annoyed with Laura. And not with anyone in my life. I'm grateful today to have this message to share with you, because I imagine what a difference this can make for you. I imagine all those fights and all those times my mother and father were together and didn't appreciate it. And now, having the relationship been annihilated, and how much mom thinks it'd be nice to have a few more minutes, how grateful I am today for each minute I have together with each member of my family, because we're all going the same direction. No one gets out of this alive, and that's what gives us the opportunity to fully appreciate what we have today. I love you, you're awesome, and that's why I have this message to share with you today. And because on a selfish level, I intend to remember this next time. I'm under no illusion and I'm free of getting into another little annoyance with Laura, and yet I've learned that the faster I can apply these things, like last night, I applied this within, I think the initial annoyance happened at maybe 8:15 and was resolved by maybe 10, with about an hour of putting my daughter to bed and that being on a little bit of undercurrent. That's the biggest annoyance or disruption we've had in our relationship in at least a week. And I'm sharing this with you so that I remember it faster. I'd like it to take less than an hour next time of mild unpleasantness. I'd like it to happen almost instantly. So I'm here to teach this to myself, as hopefully give you another way, because what's hard is when you don't see there's another way. When you're annoyed and frustrated next time in a relationship, now if you didn't already know, there's another way. You don't have to look at it how you're looking at it. You can visualize and think about the end and realize, hey, I know where this is going. And I'm not going to, I don't want to miss a thing. All right, I'm grateful for the chance to share this. And I don't want to miss a thing. All right, I'm going to do some more of these for you. I love you. You're awesome. I appreciate the chance to share this with you. And I imagine I'll see you again soon on my Facebook or YouTube or on my podcast or on the blog post that this all goes towards.